Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
Grammar Girl here. I'm Mignon Fogarty, your friendly guide to the English language. We talk about writing, history, rules, and cool stuff. Today, we'll talk about running a gauntlet and about people saying had went instead of had gone. And I have a Japanese-inspired Familect story at the end. Let's get started. There's a big park where a lot of people hang out right across the street from my condo. So the other day, I said I feel like I'm running a gauntlet every time I step out my front door to go for a walk. I usually have to go through a big crowd before I can get to the quieter neighborhood where I like to walk. So that's annoying. But the bright side is that describing the problem reminded me of the interesting usage debate about the word gauntlet. Here's the problem. Some American-style guides recommend gantlet in the phrase most of us would say or write, run the gauntlet. Some people say gauntlet and gantlet have different origins, in that a gauntlet is only a glove, and a gantlet is only a path lined with attackers. Therefore, you throw down the gauntlet, a glove, to challenge someone, and pick up the gauntlet, again a glove, to accept a challenge, but you run the gantlet, a course or path. But Merriam-Webster's Dictionary of English Usage dug into the etymology and found that the distinction isn't all that clear. Although the two words are usually pronounced differently today, early on, gantlet and gauntlet were simply two different ways to spell the same word. The Merriam-Webster editors found no reason gantlet emerged as the preferred spelling in the United States in the phrase, run the gantlet. But they note that it never happened in British English. And when I checked, I found that the Oxford English Dictionary doesn't even include an entry for gantlet. That only appears as a spelling variant in the gauntlet entry. The Merriam-Webster editors are actually quite emphatic, addressing the idea that the two words have separate origins by stating, quote, this argument is mistaken, unquote. And that the two words are, quote, spelling variants, pure and simple, unquote. In fact, the editors even suggest it might be their fault that the two versions took on different meanings in American English, because one of the early Merriam-Webster dictionaries made the distinction for reasons they now can't pinpoint and say they regret. Unfortunately, the Associated Press style book still supports using gauntlet to mean a glove and gantlet to describe the path you run down while being accosted by enemies. They want you to use the phrase, run the gantlet, instead of run the gauntlet. However, in the past, the AP editors have said they bow to common usage. For example, when they changed their recommendation from email with a hyphen to email without a hyphen. And I don't expect them to uphold the gantlet-gauntlet distinction much longer. Garner's Modern English Usage reported that run the gauntlet was 11 times more common than run the gantlet and universally accepted when the newest edition of that book was published in 2016. Also, I've seen reports from at least two large newspapers saying they get mail chiding them when they print run the gantlet because readers think it's wrong. And other sources have already come around. For example, the 16th edition of the Chicago Manual of Style half-heartedly upheld the distinction, but the most recent 17th edition says it's fine to write run the gauntlet and concludes that, quote, efforts to separate the terms have run their grueling course, unquote. So unless you're following a style guide that requires gantlet, use gauntlet when you're talking about running down a lane while being attacked. If you use gantlet, you run a real risk of being viewed as incorrect, or at least of being precious in the sense of trying too hard to seem refined and not in the sense of being much loved. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. I think trying to figure out how to just find more time in my day. And you know what? Factor's ready-to-eat meals come to my door and are on the table in 2 minutes. No more grocery shopping, prepping, cooking, or cleanup. Creamy Parmesan chicken, turkey chili and zucchini with ancho lime crema. These chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals are delicious and take no time at all. Just heat them up and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking. And they're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. Head to factormeals.com/grammar50 and use the code grammar50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That's the code grammar50 at factormeals.com/grammar50. 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box where your subscription is active.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a Realtor can help answer. Because Realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what Realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Next, I have a segment by Ben Yagoda about the phrase had went. Interviewed on NPR's Fresh Air in 2018, the actor and director Jonah Hill was talking about his childhood obsession with movies. "I had ran through so many films," he said. In a 2017 interview also on NPR, the director Brian Fogel talked about Grigory Rodchenkov, a Russian doctor who masterminded the doping of athletes at the Sochi Winter Olympics.
What happened at Sochi, he was incredibly upset about, because he had went from being a scientist, meaning his whole life is, yes, it's doing the exact opposite of what he should be doing, but he was using science to beat the system.
You may see what Hill and Fogel were doing grammatically. They were using the preterite, the simple past tense, such as ran and went, instead of the past participle, such as run and gone. But this is by no means a new thing. Writing in 1781, John Witherspoon decried what he called vulgarisms: had fell, had rose, had broke, had threw, and had drew. Such constructions have long flourished in the American vernacular. Joseph Whitehouse, a Virginian on the Lewis and Clark expedition, wrote in his journal, "At this run, we were met by Robert Fields, one of the party that had went with Captain Clark. A line of testimony in an 1870 murder trial went, 'I had a laugh as to how I had went through the arrangement.' And the narrator of William Faulkner's 1931 novella, Spotted Horses, says, 'Flem had done already disappeared. He had went to see his wife.'" Often, a double substitution is made, with a participle being used instead of the preterite. "She gone home." Or as in the lyrics of Frankie and Johnny, "He done her wrong." In the fourth edition of The American Language, published in 1936, H.L. Mencken notes, "The substitution of the preterite for the participle seems to me to be increasing of late, and such striking examples as 'How old of a cat have you ever saw?' are surely not uncommon." He remarks that Ring Lardner's unlettered letter-writing ballplayer Jack Keefe in You Know Me, Al favors have wrote, have ate, have went, have drank, etc., etc. For example, I says, do you suppose the people over there has heard about me? And he says, sure, because they have wrote a lot of letters asking me to be sure and bring you and Matthewson along. All the characters and people I've quoted are white, but the construction is also a feature of African-American vernacular English. In her dissertation, The Evolution of AAVE in a Rural Texas Community from 1995, Patricia Sucor Avila quotes an informant using both had went and had took. Because we had went to, one day my mom had took us out to eat, we had went to go eat. Then we had went to the mall, then we had went to quick as a flash. And in a 2012 interview, the African-American former baseball player Dennis Oil Can Boyd said, some of the best games I've ever pitched in the major leagues, I stayed up all night. I'd say 2/3 of them. If I had went to bed, I would have won 150 ball games in the time span that I played. I believe the substitution is still increasing, as Mencken perceived it to be in 1936, with the added wrinkle that it's currently seen not only in speech, but in various kinds of online writing, although it's still virtually absent in published and edited work other than in dialogue. Another difference is that it's showing up among unexpected people. Jonah Hill and Brian Fogel are city-born white men who both went to the University of Colorado. And friends who are college teachers report the preterite for participle substitution is increasingly showing up in student papers. Some of this is probably due to white kids mimicking the lingo they've heard from rappers. But that's not the whole explanation. This construction just seems to be in the air. The global corpus of web-based English, consisting of about 1.9 billion words published online in 2012 and 2013, shows the geographical distribution of Hill's had-ran, with the highest popularity in Ireland, followed by Great Britain and the United States, and then Canada. In a 7-hour span, I found some examples on Twitter, too. 3 are from the U.S., 1 is from Japan, and 2 are from Britain. Had-ran turns up an awful lot in football contexts. I've never said had-went or had-ran, but I'd like to quite a lot. The quote-unquote mistake just feels somehow stronger and more emphatic than the standard version. If I had gone outside this afternoon, I would have sweated bullets. That seems tame. If I had went outside this afternoon, I would have sweat bullets. Now that seems vivid and crisp. So when the conversational time seems right, I may just try to work a preterite into a participle slot. I bet Ring Lardner and Jonah Hill would approve. That segment was written by Ben Yagoda, author of How to Not Write Bad, About Town, The New Yorker and the World It Made, and many other books. You can find out more about him at benyagoda.com and on Twitter, where he is B. Yagoda. Finally, I have a Familect story from Jeff.
Hi, Grammar Girl. This is Jeff Diamond from the great state of Utah. When my wife and I and my kids were living in Japan, we came up with a few family words of our own. They are little fun ones that evolved from the Japanese language. The first one is womp. We brought this one from the word wampaku, which means naughty, like naughty children. We use this one still to describe our children, which unfortunately applies all too often. The second one is momenme, which was originally a mispronunciation on the part of my son. He was trying to say gomenne, which just means I'm sorry, and it came out of his 2-year-old mouth as momenme, and it stuck. And he's now almost 9 years old, and we still use it on a daily basis. This is just one of a few dozen words that we still use each day, but these are probably the best ones that we have. Anyway, love the show. Thank you for continuing to put it on. Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Jeff. If I remember correctly, that is the first story I've had of people coming up with Familect words from living abroad, but it seems like it would be kind of common. If you want to call and leave a voicemail with the story of a word your family and only your family uses, your Familect, the number is 833-214-GIRL. I'm Mignon Fogarty, better known as Grammar Girl. You can find all the Grammar Girl articles at the home of my network, quickanddirtytips.com. We have so many now that I've lost track. There are many hundreds, maybe even more than 1,000. Thanks to my producer, Nathan Semmes, and that's all. Thanks for listening.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a Realtor can help answer. Because Realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what Realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.